Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about haunted and paranormal Blackford County with Tim Norris. So you grew up there, correct?
Yeah, I spent most of my childhood within blocks of these places. So when I gained enough independence to be able to ride my bike without my parents, you know, right behind me or anything like that, I lived on Main Street, just a few blocks down from the jail. I rode, you know, my bike past it every day. I walked past there on my way to school every day. My elementary school was that William Reed School, the famous murder school. So that's where I went to first through fourth grade. And my dad was the custodian there. Actually, I could probably tell you a story about just about all of the Hartford City assets. I've been in these, you know, I was in them when they were still regular businesses. The Monroe House is the exception. We can talk about that later. You know, I've been in the jail by myself. I've known Dan since I was a teenager. My wife, she used to have a cleaning business. And when he'd get in a pinch, she'd go and, or if he was out of town, go and help, you know, clean things up between tours. So I've been in the jail by myself when we were doing work over there. I've been in there with just one or two people when we were separated. Irving Campbell Speakeasy, I've been in there lots of times. I've never stayed overnight for an investigation or anything. These are just with the various hats and projects we've got around town, opportunities that I've been in. Since playing Tiger by myself, and I've heard people talk about the energy there. And even as a skeptic, I really feel like that building has a unique energy, presence, vibe, groove, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to get too deep with it. But when you go in there, and if you're in there by yourself, it's not really unsettling, but you can feel something mm-hmm. different than when you're in there. The Monroe House is something altogether. Like I am not a ghost hunter. I'm not really a believer. I always tell people I'm not afraid of anything, but that place scares the hell out of my imaginary dog.
You know, I know a lot of small communities. I grew up in really small towns, and there was always a house that people talked about. That's the haunted house. You know, there's rumors about town that it was haunted. That had to have been like that, especially for the jail and the Monroe House. Is that kind of been something the town sort of talked about?
No, and that's the crazy part about it. And one of the reasons that I was less skeptical of the stories that I started hearing, or at least receptive to listen to the investigators and listen to the property owners, is they didn't buy those properties to make them, you know, a rental for paranormal investigators. The Monroe House was bought as an investment property, and through the renovations, they had some really crazy stuff happen. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Matt Benton.
No.
He's a director, just put out a film called Evil Unearthed. It's from Demon Hour Pictures. That's his production company. This has just been released a couple weeks ago. It's been to two film festivals and won three awards at each one. I was reading some info the other night that I think even the fellows that were involved with the music production for that either won or were nominated for an award. So this is a 6-7 award winning documentary, and it's just now coming out to be able to watch. It's on Prime. I think you can order the Blu-ray through a whole bunch of places. You can go look up Evil on Earth. It's the previews on YouTube, and the first 20 links are going to be about the movie. So we've had lots of filming done here with lots of YouTube videos. We've had Travel Channel, legitimate television shows visit here. And people don't know about that. If you go to, let's say, the Chamber of Commerce meeting, or outside of a handful of people in the room, that's just their particular interest or what they watch on the weekends, they don't know about this stuff. It's all going on behind the scenes. And we want to bring it to light. We want to celebrate filmmaking in Blackford County. I think it's an important part of our future. And I think that this documentation of 10 plus years at some of these properties, some of the footage on Evil Unearthed was taken 10 years ago for another film that was in the works and ended up being a part of this film instead. So there's a decade's worth of footage involved in that documentary. And if you think about, okay, how much B-roll did they shoot that wasn't used?
Right.
How many of these teams that came into town got shots of our courthouse or driving down the main street? And so there's this huge wealth of video archive out there that is my community. And, you know, that might be the only picture or the only video of a house that's gone now, or a memory of one of my friends or family members, you know. So the buildings aren't the only part of the history we're trying to preserve here. We're talking about photographs, stories, videos. We just launched another project here to collect old photos and to put a library together for high school kids doing research, or genealogists, or even the folks that are visiting and doing these productions. We want them to be able to have access to historical photos, access to B-roll footage, that sort of thing.
Man, I just Googled the Evil Unearthed documentary. Just that pictures look scary. Like, yeah, the graphics from the film.
The trailer.
So if I will watch this, but I think I'm going to have to do it during the day and not before bed. You know, because like that's something you could even do a screening in the community. Do you have a theater still? Some small towns don't.
We don't. At one time, there. Town I believe had three theaters. There is one still standing, but in order to save it, it was turned into apartments. Just like the William Reed School,
yeah.
It's actually and that theater building that's apartments now is two blocks away from the Monroe House, about a block away from the old Blackford County Jail. And at the same time that I met Dan Allen, and he was trying to save the jail and get his efforts here started, there was another group that was trying to save our theater and restore it, like the historic Anderson Theater The Paramount Theater is just a few miles away. And it was in pretty bad disrepair. And now they bring in national acts and huge shows. And that dream just kind of fell apart. The economy was on the downfall. There wasn't a lot of federal money available. And the people that really cared didn't have the financing, and the people that had the financing just didn't care.
Have you any insight, or maybe you've talked to someone, because I know you are a skeptic, but why do you think your county has so many haunted locations? Is there something that historically happened? You know, a lot of times you can trace things back, you know, maybe the Civil War, or there was some Native American history that happened on that land. But it's interesting to me, or the Monroe House, like, what is it about that house in your little town that makes it one of the most haunted locations and infamous locations in the U.S., really?
6,000 people in this town, and you'll probably get 6,000 different opinions on that. So my feelings are kind of from a more intellectual standpoint, as a skeptic, and just realistically, even before our modern houses and modern everything was here, or even before those 100-year-old buildings were here, there was something here.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a part of the Miami Indians area. And the Godfrey Reserve is just outside of Montpelier. That it's an important part of our heritage here. We have a event every September called Rendezvous on the Reserve, put on by the Montpelier Historical Society. And it's actually on part of the original Godfrey Reserve land. And they bring in native reenactors and native folks from a few different eras. And they're set up in different camps. And it's a living history event. We normally do one in October here for the Civil War as well. Blackford County, or Hartford City especially, wasn't really settled till things got hopping here around 1835. And so by then, a lot of the Native American people had been pushed off the land by the 1830 treaties. And the Miami, the Godfrey Reserve, we forget. I think we've got so used to the Victorian ghost thing from television, mm-hmm. and so much of our perception's kind of skewed by the input that we've had. But there's a lot of history here. And even beyond the Native peoples, at the turn of the century, we had the big gas boom, and we had a huge influx of immigration. And we had the boom was a huge growth to the town, to the extent that housing couldn't keep up, and people lived in tents on the south side of town to keep the glass factory staffed. So this entire south end of town, every town has the wrong side of the tracks. And if you were here in 1895 or 1900 or 1902, this South Monroe Street, I live just off South Monroe Street. This was the rough side of town. That it's rumored that there was at least one tavern and two brothels for every block between downtown and the glass factories, which is not quite a mile. And that might be an exaggeration, but from some of the documentation that we've seen, it may not be much of an exaggeration. So just like, you know, the mining stories in the Old West or any boom story, you've got a huge influx of men, many of them not with a family. There's gambling, there's mm-hmm. prostitution, there's drinking, there's violence. And that was a brief part of our history, but it was an impactful part. It really, you know, from then up and from the time of the railroad coming here up through the end of the gas boom, there was a lot going on. And the deeper we dig, the more of these stories we find, and some of them are just crazy. So I really think that I don't think that our town is haunted. I don't think there's an evil circle around it. Some of the other podcasts I listened to, you know, they found not necessarily a property, but an area that was so active. And I don't really think that's the case here. I think these are case by case situations. I think the experiences everybody has there is so unique and different that it can't just be a mass hysteria. There's something going on, whether it's ghosts, whether it's energies, whether it's something residual from a time that, you know, maybe it's our town is yearning to get back to a different time. I don't want to try to explain the unexplained. I guess that's your job, right?
Hey, I just have people talk about it. I encourage them. What would you like to see happen with the haunted and paranormal Blackford County going forward? Do you have some goals or some ideas that you would like to accomplish in the next few years with it?
Yeah, we have a very short-term goal that I set. This is one of a lot of projects that we have going on with the Blackford Directory and one of many hats we're wearing right now in the community. But one of the very easy, very short-term goals that we have is developing the welcome packet. So we want to have an info sheet with obvious things like local emergency numbers, things like that. But we also want to have coupons from local businesses. We want to have whatever kind of swag we can get thrown in there, you know, mm-hmm. can koozies, just things to make people know when you come here, you're welcome, literally a welcome packet, just something to make them feel more welcome. If we have some volunteers, don't really have the ability to donate, I'd love to just get a team to write little handwritten cards and drop in there and say, thanks for visiting our community. Thanks for supporting Blackford County. Thanks for visiting Hartford City.
I love that idea. I mean, because like I said earlier, these are groups of people who go into communities and people kind of roll their eyes at them. And a lot of people do anyway, because they think they're crazy. It's like, oh, they're investigating this. when, you know, it's a lot of people, it's they're fascinated by it, they're intrigued by it, they want to see what they can discover. Welcoming them to town, I think, is not something they're, as a group, the paranormal community, they're not really used to that.
I think I've been accused of making it a gimmick, and I'm trying so hard to not make it feel that way. The same way that we're reaching out to the kind of this niche community for the paranormal investigators, we're doing the same thing for the local restaurateurs through Blackford County Eats. We're doing the same thing for our retail shops through Shop Blackford. So this isn't like we sit down one day and we're like, how are we going to get a bunch of ghosties to come to Hartford City? Mm-hmm. The ghosties are already coming. They're to already Hartford coming. City. We're trying to figure out how to make them feel welcome here, yeah, and how to keep them here.
You do have a website. Can they go? Is there a central place where they can go? People can go and find the various locations that are open for paranormal investigations?
I don't have anything developed like that right now. If you go to hauntedandparanormalblackfordcounty.com, you can find links to our social media and to our YouTube playlist. If you want to watch one of those 488 videos from different teams that have been here and see what some of their, it does have videos from properties that aren't publicly available for investigation, such as the old Blackford County Hospital. It also has been redeveloped into apartments. So that property isn't available now, mm-hmm, for public investigations, but, you know, 15 or so years ago it was. And we're far enough into this digital age that there are YouTube videos and there are Facebook videos from back then. And I tell people all the time, we're making tomorrow's history today. And that's one of the, I always get an eye roll with that. But yeah, that video is only 10 or 15 years old. That situation doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So to someone who had never seen the old hospital or who had never been inside, those are maybe the only videos that exist. And if you start extending that across all of the visitors that we've had here, you know, over a couple of decades, that's a lot. That's a lot of information. That's a lot of history. And even though it's only 15 years in the past, it's gone. Those situations don't exist. They're not coming back. And for a student or a historian or a paranormal investigator or a genealogist, that might be the one piece, that one clue, the one image in the background, the one architectural piece that needs to be reproduced and got blown away in a storm years ago. All of these little details that we just don't think about. But now that we're trying to find these things from the late 1800s, we're trying to rebuild this history from the 1920s. We wish someone would have done this for us. So, like, you know, we're doing the future generation a favor by finding ways to preserve this now before it's gone forever. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, not just the properties, but the stories, the photos, the videos.
And I'll put a link to the website in the show notes so people can go there. But you also have good information on your Facebook page, too.
Yeah, at the top of the Facebook page, there's a pinned post with all the properties that you and I talked about and the list that I sent you with their proximity to downtown Hartford City. Some of them say 0 miles because they're all within a block or two of the courthouse square. So if you go to that pinned post, I don't have a way to keep track of what assets are available at what times of year.
Right. You have to contact them directly.
It's a lot for this many properties. And I don't want to be that guy. I'm not a broker. I'm not a,
right,
whatever you want to call it. We're just promoting it. And so if you click on that link that's pinned at the top, though, that post, each one of those assets has their own Facebook page that you can reach out to them. So that's kind of my part that I'm doing and all that. I don't have a mechanism to keep track of all these things, but we're just trying to get the info there to get you quickly to the right people who can help you.
Well, I thought it was really interesting because I had no idea the close proximity all those locations had to each other. So, and I do think I'm probably like a lot of people, you know, they might think of one location and not realize within 15 miles, you got several locations. Within 45 miles, there's more locations. So I found that very interesting.
Yeah, and if you're from the city, I also included the drive times along with the mileage, because out here between the cornfields, 40 miles isn't that far. Right. You know, if you're crossing Indianapolis or you got to go through Fort Wayne or Lafayette or something, those miles takes minutes. But out here between the cornfields, if nobody's looking, you can make a mile a minute.
I live in Kansas, so we don't think anything about jumping in our cars. Like, Kansas City's next door. It's a 2.5 hour drive, but it's really close, you know.
Yeah, we can be in Cincinnati in, you know, less than 3 hours, Fort Wayne in an hour. I say Blackford, Indianapolis in an hour. I say Blackford County's in the middle of everywhere. Growing up, everybody said we're in the middle of nowhere. But if you really start measuring it out, we're right here on I-69, just north of I-70. No matter where you're going, north, south, east, or west to investigate, if you're in the Midwest, you're not far from Haunted and Paranormal Blackford County.
You are in the middle of everywhere. Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate what you're doing there. So keep me posted on how it's going, okay?
I'm so, so thankful for this invitation and so thankful for you to helping to get the word out about our little town and what we have going on here. But yeah, you got a fan for life.
Oh, thank you very much. And that wraps up our conversation about haunted and paranormal Blackford County, a conversation with Tim Norris. For more information, visit their website at hauntedandparanormalblackfordcounty.com, or you can visit them on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. Or you could go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.